You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On this day after the midterm election, let's continue listening to how voters around Michigan are reacting.
My name's Roger DeArmond, and I'm from Okemos, Michigan. Out of the proposals that passed, I'm happy that all of them passed, especially Proposal 1. It's going to make it a little easier, I believe, for people to get their product, their medicine, because it is a medicine more than it is a recreational thing. I'm more interested in the medical and how it helps people.
Kristen Lavoie from Plymouth, Michigan. Very excited. I was up till 1 a.m. following the coverage. I was really excited about Proposal 2 and 3. I am like extremely floored that they passed by such large margins. So overall very excited, but very tired since I was up so late.
All right, name's Eric from Byron Center. In terms of the election, I'm identify more as a Republican, so I was a little bit disappointed, but I think it was what was going to happen. I voted no on the marijuana one. I just think generally, as a society, the less drugs and alcohol that everyone collectively does, probably everyone's better off. But I don't feel very strong on that one way or the other.
Well, Michigan voters decided to say yes to recreational marijuana. And here now to talk about what happens now that Proposal 1 has been approved is Jeff Hank, Executive Director of MI Legalize, the group that's been working since 2015 to legalize recreational pot in our state. Jeff, why do you believe Proposal 1 was approved? What did Michigan voters say?
I think voters were kind of with the common sense of the times, and that's that our current system of marijuana laws just aren't working. Everybody knows that. It's a bad system. We've seen other states move forward with adult use legalization to regulate marijuana somewhat along the lines of alcohol, meaning if you're over the age of 21, you ought to be able to choose to use it as an adult responsibly, just like you would be able to have a beer or a wine cellar or something like that. So what I think Michigan voters did yesterday was affirm that we want better marijuana laws, we want adults' civil liberties protected, and we want the job creation and tax revenue that comes along with these programs. So we voted yesterday for progress and for common sense, and I think for sort of normal American values of freedom and liberty to make your own decision.
What happens now? When does this become law?
So the proposal goes into effect 10 days after the vote is actually certified. So the state and the Board of Canvassers will certify the vote here, in the next few weeks or a month or so. And 10 days afterwards, the civil liberties portions of the bill are in effect. And then there's about a year-long period before you're going to start seeing commercial adult-use marijuana. It's going to be regulated very much like medical marijuana is. But there's a year-long period to develop rules and to implement the program before things kind of get up and running. So it'll be a multi-year process before we really start to see the full scope of businesses and the economy and the new tax revenue. It'll probably be a good 5 or 6 year process.
And just to be crystal clear, the dispensaries for medical marijuana will not be selling to this adult recreational user, correct?
Not for about another year or so. That's right.
So how will we see, in your view, kind of merging the existing medical marijuana system that is building up in Michigan with what will be coming now that we have recreational use approved?
Well, the same state agency, LARA, regulates both adult use marijuana and medical marijuana. So you'll probably see many of the same rules that they've already developed. There's not a whole lot new that really needs to be invented, probably a few new rules. But once they get that in place, we actually hope that this proposal will sort of help clarify and speed up some of the inefficiencies we've had with medical marijuana. I mean, it took us 10 years to even figure out medical marijuana, and it's been a very slow year or two trying to roll that program out. So with the adult use legalization, it is a different program. We don't have the licensing board or any of these things. So we hope that it's going to be a much more efficient process. Maybe it takes 2 weeks to get a permit for marijuana business in the future instead of, 10 months or something like that. So it's going to kind of be a combination of the two systems, but they will be separately governed. There still will be medical marijuana and there will be adult use marijuana. There'll be, need different licenses to participate in those from a business perspective. But if you remain a medical marijuana patient, what has changed now is you now pay 0% tax on your medical marijuana now that we have adult use marijuana, and that adult use marijuana tax revenue will replace it. So it's a good thing for patients, and it's kind of a good thing for everybody in the state as well.
So once the election results are certified and then 10 days later this initiative becomes law, which means adults over age 21 will be able to legally possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana. Will there be limits on the potency?
Well, that's I think a lot of people get confused about that. There is really no such thing as potency with marijuana. The law very specifically gives LARA, the regulatory agency, the ability to set packaging and labeling. And typically what you see is consumer dosages set and what we would call a nanogram or a milligram limits in the product that people consume. So you'll have an informed consumer just like you might have. It's not really an accurate comparison with alcohol, but just like you have certain proofs with alcohol, you'll see those kind of labeling so people will know what they're taking. But some of the opposition liked to use a scare tactic talking about 99% THC marijuana, which is not something I think even exists. And if it did, that doesn't necessarily mean that it couldn't be used safely or responsibly. But absolutely, the regulatory agencies will be labeling those kind of things so people sort of know what they're doing. And there will need to be a public education component of this. And thankfully, the program is self-funded, so it provides all its own funding to do that. And we expect to save the state of Michigan $700 million, as well as put new revenue into education. And while we prefer not to see all that used to educate people about marijuana, we want that to actually go to the school kids. There will be new resources now and the savings of other resources to educate people smartly about marijuana. We've done public education, public health campaigns for tobacco or alcohol or, driving with a seatbelt or other things in the past. And, that's something that we probably should do. And that's part of legalizing marijuana in this state is moving the conversation forward so we can have a sensible conversation and we can be a lot smarter about how we regulate this because that protects the kids and everybody else when we do that too.
Well, and speaking of public education, Jeff, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found that car accidents and collision claims were up in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, where recreational pot is legal. Are we going to pay for being able to use pot recreationally with greater risk on the roads?
I don't think so, and there's a lot of disputes to those statistics. The National Highway Transportation Safety Authority has found there's been no increased risk of people using marijuana and driving under the influence. Obviously, we didn't change the laws at all for driving under the influence. It's still unlawful to drive under the influence of marijuana, just like it would be to drive under the influence of alcohol. So hopefully there's not going to be any change in insurance or any of that, and certainly not any increase in sort of problems. So hopefully with the reallocation and reprioritization of police resources, we'll actually see safer communities. Hopefully police can focus on violent criminals to the extent they're not spending, every minute spent on marijuana prohibition in the past was a minute not spent on protecting the roadways, or going after, pedophiles on the internet or rapists or any of these real criminal issues that we see today. So hopefully that reprioritization of police resources will actually keep, drivers safe and public safety throughout our communities in the state.
We still have to note it's still illegal under federal law to use, possess, grow, and deliver marijuana. So how do you see these two realities coexisting in Michigan?
So the Federal Controlled Substances Act actually does allow states to regulate something like marijuana itself. So I don't really see any foreseeable problems with the federal government. And hopefully by Michigan legalizing yesterday, we'll cause some impetus for our senators and our representatives and the president, who has said that he would want to deal with marijuana legalization at the federal level after the midterm. So now that Michigan has cast this vote and other places opted in yesterday around the country as well, we've probably reached a tipping point where the federal politicians are going to have to fix some of this stuff like banking and taxation, and we'll probably be seeing a federalist bill in the Congress getting some traction here, I imagine, in the next year or two. So I think we're moving towards federal legalization, and with Michigan being such a big state, making that decision yesterday, we're just sort of one event closer to sort of an update to our federal policies, which are really out of date too and need to be reformed. So hopefully we're going to help cause that happen.
Jeff Hank, Executive Director of MI Legalize, which worked and succeeded to make marijuana legal in Michigan. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Jeff.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And as you might imagine, medical marijuana dispensaries have been hearing from quite a few people now that Prop 1 has been approved. We called 6 dispensaries around the state. Every single one said they've been getting dozens of calls since last night.
Several calls. People asking, when can we come by recreational marijuana? Can we come tonight? Can I come from Indiana? and get some marijuana tomorrow.
That is John McLeod, a manager at Green Planet in Ann Arbor. And, of course, we know the answer is no. But the future, he says, is luminescent.
On a personal level, I'm a huge supporter. I don't think anybody should be in prison for marijuana ever. On a business level, it's fantastic. Yeah, we couldn't be happier. We're looking forward to having a license to sell it to the public. We're certain we'll have one. Future's so bright. I got to wear shades.